Sheini was taller than the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. For the Gemara Minolon, Devi Gvoya Tzvei, how do we know the Beis Hamikdash Sheini was taller than 30 Amos? The Siv, it says in the Posse, Godu Yiyo Kvoy, the Beis Hasei, Achrein, Min Harishon. And how about, and we're going now, and Rav Shmuel, the Amrilo, Rav Yechon, and Rav Loza, Chadam of Abinyin, once the Sakat of the Beis Achrein, the second Beis Hamikdash was talk of bigger in height, the binyan was bigger. The Chadam of Ishanim, once as it means in years, that the second Beis Hamikdash lasted 10 years more than the first Beis Hamikdash. And the Mor says, Vislo, we often both of them. But I call upon him, the second Beis Hamikdash was taller than the first Beis Hamikdash. So that's why in the second Beis Hamikdash they couldn't have this Amma Traxin, because this Mechitza cannot stand up just with one Amma. You only had an Amma's space there. You didn't have more than an Amma. So in the second Beis Hamikdash it was 60 Amma's tall, so this Mechitza couldn't stand up 60 Amma's just with a six Tefachim wide. Fred Gemara, okay, but V'nevdu Tlos an Amma B'binyan, why don't we make the first 30 Amma's, make it a wall, make a binyan. V'idach, and the next 30 Amma's tall, never Prechis. That makes just with curtains. Gemara says Poshid, Ki koi tlos namso name agav tikro maziva heavy koi. You know why this wall that's 30 amas tall could stand up when it's only an amma wide? Because it has support by the roof. The wall itself goes up to the roof, so it's like stuck into the roof. You have a roof holding it on top and the floor on the bottom. Then it stays; it doesn't shake. But beloy tikro maziva here, that you just want it to go up 30 amas, not touching the ceiling, and then to go up for the preiches lehavi koi, it wouldn't stay. Okay, good. So don't go all the way up 30 amis. For levit mighty efsha, as high up as you can go, that could stay by itself. Go only 10 amis, maybe. Go up 10 amis. That's all. Do that much for binyan. For levit either kreiches and the rest make a curtain. How come the lock in the base of migdish hasheni? Those things was only kreiches, only curtains. Amar Abaye gemir. That's the lock. That's the gemir we learned. That ikula be binyan, ikula be kreiches. You can't play around with this kreiches. Either the whole thing has to be a binyan, like we had in the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, or else the whole thing has to be a curtain, like we had in the Mishkan. Ikulu b'binyan b'mikdash, learning after the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. Ikulu b'preiches b'mishkan. And the Mishkan, the preiches was the preiches. The division between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh was with the preiches. So you can't have half and half. Now, Kopan was not conscious that you saw it, that mechitzis could stand up, and as a normal mechitza, if you want it to be wide, five tefachim, it has to, in other words, a mechitza, it has to be dal dam is tall, has to be wide normally, five tefachim. Iborlu, I have a question like this. When our Mishnah says the shiur between these different bricks, of a chvei six tefachim, five tefachim, four, three, hein v'sidin, are we talking about the width of the stones with the cement, the plaster in between? Or dilma maybe hein v'loy sidin, maybe only the stones without the sid, without the plaster in between. Or an akhrib by Yitzchok, Mestavra Hein Vesidin. Mestavra, the Mishnah is talking about the whole width of the wall with the plaster. Because he's talking about the Hein Veloy Sidin. If you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about just the bricks itself, without this plaster, without the cement, Lisnai Lishurai. So why does the Mishnah add on already and say how much the shear of the width of the Kaisel will be with the cement? Like if the Mishnah tells you how much space you have to put down the wall on, so the Chorot says the whole space of the Mechitza. So it's Mestavra saying those shear with the cement. El Lash Ramina, Hein V'Sidin. Someone says, Loi, maybe no. Le'yoyle Memlok, we like to tell you, Hein V'Loi Sidin. Maybe the Mishnah is only saying the width of the wall with the bricks alone, without the plaster, without the Sid. Ve'chiv Loi, have a Tefach Le'toni. But maybe since the Sid itself doesn't have to be wide a Tefach, the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah only wants to say, round off, how wide in Tefachim it has to be. And maybe it still has to be another half of a Tefach, another quarter of a Tefach. Maybe you still need another shear for the Sid. Einemar says, well, Katani, look at the Mishnah, for Levenim, if you want to use bricks, is there no Tefach or Machta? Is there no Tefach or Machta? So you see, it talks about half of a Tefach. Einemar says, no, Hosam Chazas the Rufay. But I call upon them together with three Tefachim. Now, since you come out to a round number, that's why it says it. But maybe you have to add on the Sid, and the Sid is less than a Tefach, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. So we don't have a clear proof. Toshima coming here. Ha Koirishamru, by Hilchas, by Yamavui. By a mavi, you know, when you want to be matzah to carry inside the mavi on Shabbos, you have to put a kira, a beam going straight across on top. So it says, "Kira shamru rochvak de la kabbalah reich." It has to be wide enough that kira, in order to hold on top of it, a half of a brick. What's a reich? Chatzil levein shgimut tefachim. Half of a brick of gimut tefachim. So here you see, the brick itself is gimut tefachim without the sid, because they were not talking about cement; they were talking about just the brick itself. Someone says, Hossam Bravrasa. There maybe it's talking about the big stones. Mashenka, here we're talking about smaller stones, smaller bricks, that are with the sid, it's that side.
And they can never bring a proof. Tiktoni says, Shel Shloisha Tvachim, says over there, bricks of three Tvachim. Nechlal Diyika Zutra Shmamina, Mashma there are smaller bricks than that. Therefore, that Mishnah over there by Kura, by Mavui, they can't bring a proof to our luck over here. Their taka means the brick by itself, that's Gimel Tvachim. Those are big bricks. Maybe here in the Mishnah, when it says the bricks are Gimel Tvachim, it means with the sit. The brick itself is a little bit narrower, but with the sit together, it's Gimel Tvachim. All right, stop here. You're holding up Gimel on my base. Omer Rav Chisda. Lelister inish beknishta adaboni beknishta achriti. If you want to knock down the shul, the basic kinesis, you're not allowed to knock it down and then build up. But first you have to build up the new shul, and then you can knock down the old one. That's called lelister inish beknishta. Don't knock down your shul adaboni beknishta achriti until you first build up the new shul. What's the reason? Ikadiyami some say mishum shiyusa. We're afraid that you may not get around to build up the new one. If you break down the old one, so all you did is you broke it down. We're afraid maybe you'll be a pesha, you won't get around to build up the new one. Rashi says, Dilma Misrami Yonis, who poshav leboni achriti, you won't build up the new one so fast. Therefore, the rabbanim say, don't knock down the old one until first you build up the new one. Diki di Amri, some say the reason is, Mishum Tzluyei, that you're not going to have a place to daven in between. Rashi calls them on Abinyan. If you knock down the old one first, then where are you going to daven? There'll be no place to daven in between. So Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference between the two reasons? Ika benayu diika. Shalfi Gers is not, but Gers in the French is beik nishta chriti. Or else, stam if there's another place to daven. And the gimel here is sama geris, or else duchta. The other Gers the mashur has is duchta letzluya. Kids, so whether there's another shul in town or whether there's another place to daven, that's nafkamina. If there's another place, another room to daven in, even though it's not a shul, but you have a place to daven in between, so then you're allowed to knock down your shul first and then build it up again. But according to the first reason, that we're afraid Mishim Pshusa, maybe you won't build up the second one, you're not allowed to knock down the first one even though there's another place to daven. Now the Gemara says, Mereimar Umazutra Sasri Ubone Bekaito Bisisvosa. They used to build down Bekaito, that's a summer shul, Bisvos in the winter. Ubone Bes Bisvosa Bekaito. And they would build up the winter one in the summer one. So Rashi learns like this, Bekaito means in the summer, Bisvosa in the winter. That means Bes HaKnesa Soyalem, the Yemois HaKharif. They had two different shuls. They had one shul for the winter months, which was Nomach Lo, Tiksolim, Rechovim, Vechaloinus Mortem, very small windows, Vivnea Tinnik, sometimes it gets very cold in the winter, so you don't want to have such a cold shul. But Vimaisacham, in the summertime, Beis Knesset Sachar, Shavir Sholotboy, in the summertime, they're a different shul, where it'd be more windows, more open, so this place, they had two different shuls. So in this case, then, you're allowed to knock down the winter shul in the summer and build it up. Because Mishum Shiyusa, we're not afraid, like must probably have a long time to do it, you'll build it up in that time. Or else it says, he bounces another basic Knesset, like if he gets stuck, you could always dive into the other basic Knesset. So since you have a basic Knesset there, therefore you're allowed to knock down the winter one and build it up during the summer. Oh, Malay Ravin L'Ravashi, Govu Zuze Omachti Mai. What's going to be if they collected all the money ready for the new shul? They collected already the $500,000. They collected already. My, now we want to knock down the old shul to build up the new one. But we have the money already. Are we afraid Mishum Pshius or not? Omalei said back to him, yes, still we're afraid. Dilma Misrami lo pidyon shvuyim. Maybe you'll cover up a mitzvah, somebody will be caught, captured by the goyim, and we'll have to pay ransom money to free him, and the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim will give v'yoyvelhu, and they'll give the money away for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So therefore, even though the money is collected already, still you're not allowed to knock down the old shul first. You have to first build up the new one, and then knock down the old one. For the Gemara, what's going to be Shrige Livni, Fahadri Hudri, Omachti, Kishuri Mai? What's going to be of all the bricks and all the beams are all ready? Not only did they collect the money, but they also have all the material ready. Rashi says, Shrige Livni means Misudorim Alaveinim Zeagazer. The bricks are piled up one on top of another, and they're all ready to be put to build. Or else Hadri Hudri, or else Neshufin, Musakonim, Rihite Agag. Means Mamish, everything, the roof, all the beams, everything is ready. So what's going to be in this case now? Malay, no, still it's also. because Zimni the Mitzramilu Pidgin Shvuyim may begin to be one Jew that will be captured by the Goyim. He'll have to pay his ransom, and Mizavni Vioivilhu, and you'll have to sell all this material to have money to pay the ransom. So therefore, you're not allowed to knock down the old shul, even though you have all the material ready. So Gemara says, if you go so far already, Yehoki, if so, Afilu Bani Nami. Even if they build up the new shul already, so what? Maybe they'll sell it. Rashi says, Kiboni Nami Bekinishta Chadato. Even when they build up the new shul, Lanistur Eliatika. Still you should not be able to knock down the old shul. The Dilma Mesrami Pidyin Shvuyim is Avnilay. Maybe still there'll be a Pidyin Shvuyim, and you'll have to sell the house. So what if you build up a shul? It's worth $500,000, so you'll sell it? Malay said that no. Dirosa the Inshiloy Mizavni. Masha, that's not Shchir, that nobody does. People don't even ask for that. They don't sell the houses for a pidyon shvuyim. You only take material or money. So therefore, once the shul is built up already, even before they moved in, then you would be allowed to knock down the old one. Then we're not afraid anymore, you would sell the shul. Now, there's only talking about that in the old shul, you did not see a crack. Like you did not see it to be dangerous for it to be up. But if you saw a crack, that it may be dangerous, that maybe it's going to fall down, then Sasri, then you're allowed to knock down the shul first, because there'll be a Sekonis HaFoshos otherwise. Therefore, Sasri, you're allowed to knock down the shul first, Ubani, and then you can build up the new shul. Kiho de Ravashi, like the case was by Ravashi. He saw a crack in the wall in the shul in the Mosom Achzir, and Sasre, he first knocked down that wall and knocked down the whole shul. And Viayulipurayil Hosim, and he put his bed now into the shul. In other words, Rashi learns Viayulipurayil Hosim Kadesh Lo Yisyayish Bibinyonenu. Then they should not stop building. In other words, he wanted to have a fast job done, so he wanted to live there. Because the Kozman, the roof is bad. Like Masam, the case was, Masam, the roof was bad. So they knocked down the roof in order to put a new one in. So he put his bed into the shul to sleep there the whole time, like to make sure the workers won't go slow. They'll do a fast job to get it done fast. The Yaya Lapura Lahosam, for Layafke, he didn't take it out, Adim Sakin Le Shrichi, until they first fixed their Rasha's Mazam, until they fixed the drip of water. That was the Maisa. So he says, I got the riches over here. How is he allowed to put his bed into shul? Ah, you're not allowed to sleep in the shul. So kids, the toy sheet there is that it wasn't in the shul itself, but it was in a different room outside. But inside the shul itself, the mamash shvar shiloh, toy sheet there is that even though Bati Knesias that are built in Bovel, there's no het that was built on it tonight. Anytime you have a shul, even here in LA, once you use the shul for davening, you're not allowed to do dvorm of design other things in the shul. You can't have some meetings there, you can't have some social things there. A shul has kedusha to it. And therefore, the kash, how could he put his bed in there? The Torah has to answer him, that his bed he put outside, not inside the shul.
But the shul has a social hall,
then is it? Right. Obobe ben Buta from our kash now. Bob will soon see the story with him. But Obobe ben Buta, heichi aspe le eitzel lehurdis, how did he give advice to Hurdis, to King Hurdis, le mistere le beis amigdish, to knock down the beis amigdish? We'll soon see the story. And this time he like knocked down the beis amigdish hasheni and rebuilt it. He made the mamish beautiful. The question is, how did Baba ben Buta give him advice to knock it down? I've omer Rav Chizda lo lister inshi bekenishta adaboni bekenishta achriti. You're not allowed to knock down the shul until first you build up the new one. So here he wasn't going to build up a new beis amigdish. He just wants like remodel the old one. So how was he allowed to give him an eitzah to knock it down? You're not allowed to knock down a shul before you build up the new one. Hamshita that goes upon the beis amigdash also. So Teretz says, Iboyesayma to you achozibe. One Teretz says that Baba ben Buta saw a crack in the wall. So that's why you're allowed to knock it down and fix it up. Because otherwise there'll be a sakona. Iboy, like we had before. Iboyesayma, or else I'll tell you, machus sashani. To go according to the first Teretz we had before, that the reason why you can't knock down the old one, because Mishum Shiyusa, we're afraid maybe you won't get around to build up the new one, but by a king you don't have that chsaron. When a king says he'll do something, he'll do it. We're not afraid it won't be done. The Machus Shani, king is different. The Lehadribe, he won't retract on what he said. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, Kiyom HaMachus HaKronature, if a king will say he'll uproot a mountain, Okature, Shnei, he'll do it. So the king says something, he'll do it. He won't be chayv. Now the Gemara explains what was the story here. Hurdis really after the Beit Chashmonoi heavy. Really, all he was he was just an Eved by the Beis Chashmono. He was an Eved, that's all. The Neved Kanani. No son ain't of Beyoset Tinoikis. There was another girl there, and he started to like her. Yoy Mechod, one day, Shoma Hu Gavra, has heard this hold, heard a Baskel, the Yoma that said like this, that Kol Avdo de Morad Hashto Matzliach. Any Eved that rebelled today, he'll be Matzliach. Like a purges go to kill out all the base. Chashmonoi, he'll be able to kill them all out. So that's what he did. Come, Hurdus got up that day, Katlina Lukule Maruse. He killed out all his masters there. Like all the people left from base Chashmonoi, he killed them out. The Shaira Lahu Yanukasa, he only left over one girl he left over from them. Kihozhi Yanukusa. To Kabar the Mitzvah, when this girl saw the way Herdinus wanted to marry her, is Salika Ligra, she ran up to the roof. Varami Kulan, she gave out a scream and said like this, Omer, she said, Ko Madiyosi Vyoma, me Beis Chashmonoi Kasin, whoever says, I come. From Beis Chashmonoi, you should know, Avdahu, that person is a Neved Kenani. Why? Because La Yishtari Minayuela, he Yenukusa, Vihi Yenukasa, Nukasa. The only people that were left over from the whole Beis Chashmonoi was Hurdis and me, this girl. So since she's going to kill herself right now, the only one left over is Hurdis, and he's an Eved. Therefore, whoever says he comes from Beis Chashmonoi is from the Mishpach of Hurdis, which is an Eved. Nafla Migra, she fell down from the roof ladder to the ground and she killed herself.